power naps are real. If you are feeling tired, they can be a lifesaver. And if you are feeling tired due to lack of sleep, they can be very powerful. I have a technique for power naps that is a combination of two things I learned. The first was in high school. My anatomy and physiology teacher was a high-energy, passionate teacher. But if you went into his classroom during lunch, you would find him sitting in a chair with his feet elevated on the lab table, sleeping. He did it just about every day. One day I asked him about it. He said his goal was to elevate his feet above his heart and sleep for 10 to 15 minutes before he ate his lunch. He said the nap gave him energy. Elevating his feet above his heart took the strain off the circulatory system in his lower body and helped move some of the blood that might have pooled in his feet and legs. I began to try it occasionally, and it certainly felt good. But I really noticed it when I got to BUDS, the basic SEAL training course. Obviously, we were operating in a fairly sleep-deprived environment there on an almost daily basis, and the schedule was very tight, going from evolution to evolution throughout the day on a strict timeline. But there were some holes in the schedule, usually 10 to 15 minutes a couple of times a day for us to prepare for our next evolution and use the bathroom. During those breaks, if I got the chance, I would lie down on the floor, put my feet up on my bed, set my alarm clock for 6 to 8 minutes, and sleep. Of course, I was tired, so I would fall asleep very quickly, and when the alarm would go off, I would wake up and feel completely refreshed. It was awesome. When I got to the SEAL teams, I used the same technique and found it especially helpful during long patrols in the field. When we formed a perimeter for a break, and I wasn't on security, I would immediately elevate my feet and take a power nap. The effects were even more obvious since on a patrol, we were on our feet for many hours carrying a heavy load. I still use this effective technique when I am overly tired. Warning. Be careful about letting your 6 to 8 minute nap turn into a 2 hour slumber. If you do this, you will have trouble falling asleep at night, which leads to trouble waking up in the morning. That means there's a higher chance you will fall off the early morning schedule.